It's E. Kelly.
I'll be there when you wake up. See your face with no makeup. Baby, we will never break up.
Just
face in my chest that you take up.
When I saw her face, it will.
Now I'm a believer.
Child.
Not a trace.
A doubt in my mind.
I'm in love with
you.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer if I try.
Yeah, so
and when I saw her face.
Oh, it's okay, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, just I call my friends, guys, just honking themselves in vocal harmony.
Mind your business. welcome to another episode of Chat Trap.
Yes.
Aside Chat from Trappy. Usual customers, the absence of that useless ending, that fat lip dog. We have
he's not rest in peace.
We have, we have some new guests here, you know. They are also our friends. They also went to that useless, horrible school I went to, Veritas.
Ah, shit, fuck.
But
fuck shit.
Yeah, my friends, nonetheless. They say even in the well, you know, there's camaraderie there, but
guys.
Yes, there's camaraderie there.
Shit's coming at you, bro.
Yeah, in our presence, some of them are Eskimo brothers. Some of them are brothers, you know. But here we go. We have Kenzo. We have Kids.
Ken S.
Kids, what?
Sugarcane Daddy.
You're taking me right now. Victor, I'm kind of uncomfortable with your position right now.
Shut the fuck up. Get comfortable, my guy. And we have an Italian Stallion.
Now, oh, foreign no. Mayonnaise. I mean, an Italian Stallion is usually black, but.
Here we have Italian mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Napoli.
Oh, Pololi. Oh.
If you put ketchup on your spaghetti, he will kill you.
And then we have disgusting. Our Lord.
Milbo.
We have our Lord. More booty, more money. More bitches.
More money, more problem.
Mohammed. The shadow jacker.
No money, no problem. You don't have money, sir. You still get problems.
Oh, shit.
You still get problems.
The best part about this no money something, they will still owe somebody today.
I didn't know yourself now.
Tripping complete.
And bullets are flying, man. And then we also have... Who? Kenzo.
We started with Kenzo.
Where's Kenzo?
You are not listening.
You are not listening.
It's because
listen.
We didn't say Kenneth. Don't worry.
For real, you don't like the Kenneth.
Jesus, yeah, it's Kenneth.
Daddy told me that he likes this. Yeah, you see, he has a good spirit.
Oh, yeah,
just telling me. I like this boy.
Okay. I'm the sugar king papi.
Kenneth.
You still have sugar king papi?
Yes, now, of course.
Wait, seriously.
You are not listening.
What the fuck?
Yes. Game night still be affecting you.
John is affecting you. What did John do to me yesterday?
Yeah, he raped you squarely.
All right, now, so today we are revisiting an old topic. Something that we've talked about before.
It's a part two. It's
going to be part two, you know, because we want to hear more people's opinions.
Yeah.
And the topic is, do you believe...
Soulmates.
We cannot say, do you even believe in true love?
I guess going to be on soulmates.
Because funny, a lot of people have been asking me, like,
do you believe in true love?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, there's that couple with the they married, they met 14, 15, they married 19, 20, and now they are 27, 20, whoever. 27, 28, I've been 20.
Yeah, there are actually people like that, sure.
It's quite weird.
Yeah, there are people.
I feel like it just,
but you can't, well. I mean, I don't know. We don't know. The world is, we just see what they want us to see.
That's probably. But the idea is no perfect relationship.
But soulmate is not necessarily a loved one for me. I see it as
see,
anyone.
The internet came. There is no soulmate. Once you go and see Bom Bom on IG, that's the end.
But that's still not. That doesn't count as love. All that is just primal urges.
Down is down bad.
Now, hold on. Primal what?
Primal urges now.
What are you? I'm not primal.
Okay.
You're a monkey.
You don't know yourself. If you're not primal, you would have shook my hand.
It's a good thing.
I'm not good. Thing.
So wait, I want to just hear our guests, opinions.
Our guest of
honor. So come on.
So first of all, starting with Kenzo.
Kenneth.
Yeah, Kenneth.
So far, I can feel the energy in the air, and man, these men are not in love. So, let me not be up here and sound like a bitch.
Come on, speak your mind.
Speak your mind.
For me personally, I believe we all have heard the phrase, or the phrase rather, the one. And low-key, we all are looking for the one.
Actually, I heard that phrase. It was a Jet Li movie.
Fuck you guys.
Shut it.
Kringa.
Exactly.
And look at the bull stand.
The one we are talking about now is not a Jet Li movie. We are talking about
the one.
The special one.
A special somebody.
Also, which is Marino.
But then once on the points of the one, you know, the Usos, the ones.
So that's day one.
Day one.
Exactly.
But like for real, like low-key everybody, not even low-key, high-key, we're all looking for love. We're all looking for that special someone
to be
by our side. We're all looking for companionship at the end of the day. That's why we have respect. That's why we have preferences. We're all still looking for something in someone.
That spark.
Mm-hmm. So for you to say you don't believe in soulmates is... It's just fallacy of the devil. You're just lying to yourself and to everybody around you. Okay, let's take for instance.
Wait, hold on, chat trappers. Mm-hmm. I found something, and you know we're going to go quiet for a while. Everybody, I found a retard online. Yeah. Okay, so, we're back. So, Ken.
So, like I'm saying, like we have all had that girl that okay, we're not really feeling at the same way or on equal level.
Mm.
Why? Like she's a girl. She's still good looking. She's still all that.
She's all that.
Why don't you like be like, oh, that's let me give her a chance or something? Because you're looking for something at the end of the day.
I appreciate.
We have all met that person that makes our hearts skip a beat, like boom, 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 that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you that are looking at me, sir, someone have made your heart skip. Someone have had that your mumu button, and I quote, you're like, you're now guiding that mumu button. Not everybody will get that thing. And at some point, you did believe that person is the one for you. So I'm just going to like listen and hear you guys' point of view. But for me personally, I believe there are soulmates out there.
And speaking of individual, Napoleon.
Hello, chat rappers. So basically, I do believe in true love, but I do not believe that soulmates exist. I believe that you have connections and you have things in common with people. You find a common ground and it works. And if it works, then that's good. Like, if you both work on, like, the relationship, like, it's going to work out, like, no matter how. But no matter the bond or how you feel you have soulmates with somebody, if you do not work on that relationship, it will never work out. Like, I've seen people who have been married for 30 years and end up getting a divorce because at the end of the day, they're like, oh, well, you know, there was never any love. We were doing it out of commitment
or
we had to,
or,
yeah, we had to do because of the kids, or it was a responsibility, or they didn't want to like leave the person out, or this kind of thing.
For example,
so,
Naruto and Sasuke. Naruto put so much effort into getting that ass back.
Sasuke!
No, but for real, I'm with Napoli actually. You know my stance on true love and soulmate,
true love things.
No, I won't say true love things. It's real, you know. It's real. Difficult to find. Difficult to find, but it's real. You understand? If you get to a certain level, it becomes easier to find.
Are you Drake?
Not Drake.
Okay. No, just from this to this aspect here, I also feel like, why do I feel like two of them are both intertwined anyway?
What's that?
True love and
soulmate.
Honestly,
reason why you say they are intertwined is because when you found true love, you believe that that's your soulmate.
Yes.
But if the love spoil, maybe your soulmate.
Exactly, and that is exactly my point. Yeah, exactly. Because it's how there are some people who have fallen in love with different people. Let's say two, three people. You cannot tell me, because according to how a soulmate is defined, it's that one person that okay, once you've loved this person, you can't love any other person again.
What if you love for the wrong reasons?
That's one of your
no, but can you remember that in the last?
That's like I said, it's a partnership. I don't want to believe that that's the definition of soulmates. I don't want to believe that you have to find that one person. How did you say?
Yeah, you now? Find like the one person. Like no, it's basically like your missing rib. Like according to her, it's your missing rib. The person that makes everything complete and everything like that. It makes
me personally. Complete. I just feel like people use it as an excuse just to be lazy. Just because you find somebody like the soulmate thing. Like basically what Napoli is talking about. You just use it as an excuse. Sometimes somebody will say they found someone that is for them and they stop making the effort. They believe that because you are that person's soulmate that you don't need to do anything else because that person is made for you.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't, because you find someone, I personally believe that if you find someone that you like, put in your effort, the best that you can. If that person loves you back, that person will either reciprocate or appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
If the person doesn't care, they give a fuck about you, you bail.
Yeah.
Move on to the next person. And it won't apply straight up into marriage. Yes, you put in the effort that you can, but you cannot be with somebody that is killing you.
Yeah.
Like emotionally, mentally, physically killing you.
Yes.
Like you can't be with that person. You move on.
Greenwood can't relate because.
Rotter.
Wow. No blue. No. He's not even.
No blue. Like on his girlfriend.
Not even in court or radio. You already said that.
But what you're saying do make sense, and I do agree with you. But the problem is, you can see it from another point of view in the sense that if I know this person is meant for me and I've worked so hard to find you and put you in my life, that kind of thing, why won't I not work every day to keep you in my life?
The work doesn't really have to come from one person. Now, you see, chill, the thing is this, some marriages fail because people stop trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine you marry someone, let me give you an example,
mm-hmm.
marry a lady,
mm-hmm.
she used to adequately work out with you, she did.
Mm.
But as you grow older or busier, for maybe after childbirth, for whatever reason, she stops working out. Obviously, if you keep working out and you see she's not working out anymore, it'll break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You won't like it anymore, especially if she's out of shape. You get. Mm-hmm. So it's now you, if you keep trying, like, let's continue what we used to do before.
That means basically.
You get me?
At some point, you actually felt she was your soulmate because of the whole gymming stuff, or you loved her because of the
hard work.
Let me just give,
the gym is not the connection.
Let me just place it this way now.
An example, like this is the thing. This is one of the things that you guys enjoy.
I saw something earlier today.
The key thing that Victor is talking about is consistency.
Yes, I get that consistency.
Secondly, a great example of this entire soulmate debacle and everything. Thing. Will Smith and Jada.
Yes.
Essentially, he kept putting in that effort that divorce is not an option for them. So she just kept doing whatever it is that she wanted to do. She just kept doing it.
Augusta, seeing that like
because okay, yeah, KD.
The power of the sugar cane.
Sigma.
So personally, I don't believe in soulmates.
Thank you.
If anybody knows me, I believe in vibes.
Come on!
Vibes are
issues. One thing you can never force in this life is vibes. That's one code I've lived by. One thing you can never force in this life is vibes. Let me tell you. Most people might see me, like people that know me, they might think, because of the way I'm cold hearted sometimes, they just feel say this. Let me tell you, I've made so many connections with people. You know, that it almost feels as if they're like soulmates to me. But at the end of the day, it's never like that. You know, there are most people that you will meet, you feel everything is just meant to be.
Yeah.
But along the line, you know, it just falls off.
Yeah.
When it comes to soulmate, like when it comes to, not soulmate, sorry, when it comes to like things like marriage now or dating, I believe in partnership.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And when we talk about partnership, we talk about like
commitment.
When two people are working hand in hand,
yeah.
You know, there are rules, there are regulations, and we just abide by this thing with vibes, of course.
Yes,
So basically, just respect with vibes.
That's why when I ask some people, like, why are you not in a relationship? Oh, they say relationship is stressful. That line will forever remain funny to me. I said, look, human beings are just stupid. That's just number one.
Come on!
Human beings are just stupid. Have Bill, come on.
Exactly.
I'm your number one.
Human beings are just stupid. Remember. And, you know, the fact that people think relationships, the only stress you should be getting from a relationship is good stress. It's stress that when you are, like, when you are stressing about something, like when both of you are stressing about something, is the one that makes you, is like you're having fun with that kind of stress. It's just like, you know,
basically
being talented.
Both of you going through something together.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just like even just being talented, like good at something. You get, like, it's not easy. You know it to stress you, but is that good stress?
Yes.
Your edits.
Exactly. Like, mm-hmm. I do video editing. Like, it's a pain in the ass. Like, it takes me forever to even, like,
time.
Get motivated. But when Jimmy, I'm doing it, football. I can legit stay up 8 hours, 10 hours just editing a 30-second video just because I love that shit.
Or even something like both of you sweeping the house. Like, you get, like, no, like, think
cleaning.
About it.
Cleaning, yeah.
Two of you
yeah.
decided
you guys
to clean.
Making a new garden.
Exactly. Yeah. All
right, that's why I was coming out with the gym thing. Shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
guys
yeah.
used to work out before you got married.
So
even
basically,
though, yes, I understand it's not easy having kids, work, and all those kinds of things, but you need to balance up.
Sorry.
You need to keep it consistent so that your person won't lose interest. It happens.
See, what Victor is trying to say is, two people can lift a couch is easy to lift if two people are trying to lift it.
Exactly.
But one person trying to lift a couch,
that's just
even with all the muscles we've all got here,
it's
doable. But it is hard for one person to lift a whole couch by themselves.
You're trying to lift the couch and the other person is sitting down on the couch you're trying to lift.
Yes, that's the three.
Guys.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, please. Let me give you guys an example now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use my uncle's marriage. My uncle in the US, right? He and his wife both served in the American Army. They're both veterans. Mm. And they both got married after a while. And when they were getting into this marriage, you know, obviously they like each other. Mm. They had that discussion. This discussion is always important. Like, how do you want our life to be together? Mm. You know, what do you want, like, in the marriage? Like, what exactly do you want? He asked her, do you want, like, a husband, like,
like, do you see me as that person?
Exactly.
That
do you see me as exactly?
And stuff like that.
I'll be doing everything, or do you want to? And they came to an agreement. It's simple as that. They say, okay, look, okay, when it comes to the house, I'll pay the mortgage. What do you want to do? Okay, she was like, okay, I'll handle everything that has to do with feeding, utilities, and appliances in the house. And knowing paying for a house yearly mortgage is, in America is not.
It's not beans.
He legit will go on a year deployment just to cash that $150,000 in his pocket and pay and just be like, yes. Also, in exchange, he's always there for her. When I lived with them for 6 months back in 2018, before I came back to Nigeria, I basically experienced their marriage with them. My uncle, when he's back from his deployment, he doesn't go out. Like, he doesn't have guys' night out. He doesn't this thing. My auntie works from home. Like, she's a veteran now. She has retired like 2-3 times. So she works from home, still with the army though. This man will sit with his wife by her side when he has legit done, like, he has never found like an excuse to just ball out of the house. He's always by her side. Every Friday is date night. Bro, like, they can never, there's nothing that can come in between their Friday date nights.
Except COVID.
Whether or not cool, they will do it in the house. You don't
exactly.
understand.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you can see, like, you see how the partnership is working. Like, you see what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. When I say partnership, they've both agreed on terms. Things that, okay, they know that, okay. It's not as if they don't have their issues still, but it's at a very minimal level.
Yeah.
Issues are fine.
If he disappears, if he goes, she can hold down the fort. If she goes, he can hold down the fort. That kind of thing. And they are living their peaceful till now. Still going. How many years? Look at it. So this is what I'm talking about.
For me, honestly, you guys make a lot of valid points. I'm not even going to dispute what you're saying. You guys are making sense. But we're talking about if you can just see somebody and be like, oh, you can feel it in your heart that this person is meant for me. This person was created for me. It's basically the talk. So do you feel like, or have you ever had that kind of encounter where you'd be like, this person's my person?
No,
like,
actually, yes.
That's
basically what I want us to talk about.
And I just like to... I just have to say this, like,
She's married now.
Sure.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she's married.
Oh.
So, it happens. It really does.
So, okay, yeah. I hope you guys can remember in the last discussion we had, yeah, where like that soulmates, one person can have more than one soulmate.
It's possible now.
Yeah, no. So,
because like, you know how many people I've seen and I've said, oh, they are the one. Oh, like, have to be the one.
What's the assurance is this that person? Your soulmate is so, in this Nigeria? Or
sure. There's no assurance likely that
if you're living in any country in the world, which just you have one soulmate.
To be fair, human beings are weird. We like taking arbitrary things and making it sound like facts. There's no evidence that soulmates even exist.
Yes.
It's just something we just came up together, like, oh, to describe the person of our dreams.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter, it all boils down to it. What Napoli is saying and what Kenzo is saying, you're basically saying the exact same thing. It's just the labeling that is different. Because you're basically saying the exact same
thing. In a way, I do agree with Ken's honest. Like, I do believe, like, in a way, to an extent, that yes, there is someone.
There's someone that will give that
tailor-made for you. Then I also agree with what Napoli says in the sense that if you want that person or you want that person to stay, you have to put effort so you get.
But,
simple.
But that's what I think. Effort is key in any relationship.
Effort is key in any relationship.
Effort
yes.
is key. Just like, I also agree with Victor when you were saying, if there was something that you guys found very interesting together. Yeah, you can go ahead and do it. Don't need to stress too much about, this person is always distant, this person is always this one. But if you really love that person, boy, do a thing, guys, just keep the person. You'll find the way. Unless you're tired. If you're tired, boy, come up from the kitchen.
Last.
So,
you know how many soulmates all of us have had here?
Because last night, there are a lot of people that you think that is that spark.
That is that this person is the one. Then after you'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking? You'll be sitting there, like, who the. How in the. Oh, God.
To some extent, you might just be.
Basically, always you go and then, find that person that makes you feel that type of way. It should still be a term and like a partnership kind of something. Yes. We are all agreeing.
Do you know, funny enough, yeah? This whole stuff about soulmate, you and somebody might just start today. Now, if you saw that person as your soulmate, at the end of the day, when you guys are going, let's say, you know, I don't know, like 2 years while I'm schooling, like,
you can
oh, boy.
Make that person.
You can now be like, oh boy, let's say this person at the sparkle.
Yes.
Can then, funny enough, you might still be with somebody and then you see another person that's giving you a vibe, be like, oh boy. Yes. You be like, oh boy, let's see another person.
You'll be all spark.
Alright, guys. So. Another reason I don't believe in these soulmate things because there are too many factors, especially for guys.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, now, post-nut syndrome.
Yes. Tell me what it is.
Yes.
Call it the rename. Talk about the rename.
Post-nut clarity.
Post-nut clarity.
Now, this is when, like, a guy, you know,
down bad.
You see a girl, you know, we like her. It seems like we really want her. We think we like her, yes. We see that we really want her, and the moment we are done having sex, you know, our dicks will be telling us, okay, you like her, no, well, after sex, we'll go find out. That kind of thing. You get. I think we're talking about it in our period. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know we like you until we come. Most half of the time.
More than half of the time.
Look, I know it sounds somehow. I know you just probably don't like to hear it. When we see all those things like, oh, we love you, or we like you, want to see you.
Don't believe you talk.
And, you know, like... Like, see, we really do mean it in that moment. Yes. In that moment, the honesty is too real. You know, your sacks are telling you things.
Exactly.
Your loins are burning.
That's saying about our dicks having a brain is actually true. Our dicks have a mind of their own.
Mm, exactly. They do.
That mind did not go to school. That mind not get any degree. It's just like that. Stupid
they're
as it was.
Always down, always bad.
So anyways, see ya. Honestly speaking, this whole talk about soulmates and true love, you know, I feel like to some extent it might be true. Some people might feel like it's not true.
Yeah.
But guys, last, there's always going to be that spark.
Yeah.
There's always going to be that spark. For some individuals, it might be a fellow man.
But first comes sexual attraction. That's another thing. That's another factor.
The best way to describe that is the face and body must pass your mental border before you start to think about personality. So if you like big yansh and fair skin,
That's what you'll be looking for. That's what has to pass
your style now.
That's what has to pass your mental border before that's you start to take out their personality.
Yes, yeah. Because exactly. If this soulmate thing was actually true, trust me. I mean, it's just like, Omo, I see you, see me. Omo, and we just know that it's for life.
But you,
but
you
it's but very but impossible.
Wait, but wait, first, you said that you've seen someone and you know that, yes, it's possible. Like
yes,
this
no.
Person.
If you see someone,
even if I see somebody, that's just me. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the other person.
We
that's why I don't believe
see,
in soulmates.
That's why it draws exactly. Us the conclusion that you might have more than one.
Watch out for part three.
We'll actually try and get women
see,
on part three.
Yes. We need women point of view on this because I see you, I choose you, you choose me also. It is real, believe it or not.
It's,
yeah.
Thank
it
you.
Is.
It's
real.
It is real. It is very real.
So,
remember friends
so why I say that is subjective.
Friends,
so
friends can be so mean.
Yes, friends can be so mean.
Platonic friendship. Oh, so you can believe that friends can be
homosexual.
All of you are hypocrites.
So guys, can't wait to talk with you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.